I just want to let everybody know I love you guys, and we're out of here.
Yeah.
Till next time. This is Kitchen Table Conversations. Mary Postway. This is KBOO 90.7 FM. With love, we'll talk to you next time. Peace. You know,
a lot of stuff's been heavy on my mind and heavy on my chest lately, so. Look at the world around us, man, it's crashing and it's burning. Got me praying to the Lord for better days and deep discernment. I'm not nosy, I'm observant. I acknowledge I ain't perfect. Trying to turn the other cheek and trying to be the bigger person. But it's easier than said, it's all reflecting in my head. No more dwelling on the past and being worried about what's next. It's like I'm on my last breath and with a noose around my neck. And it's day and age to reach this age, it really is a blessing. Oppression and depression got me stressing with this lesson. Is God trying to tell me something? If he is, then what's the message? I'm trying to get this money for my brother who's a college kid. Crying to myself like thank the Lord God, he really did it. Leading by example wasn't hard, and plus I dated women. Taught them all I know, and 2 years later, I'm an auntie figure. Now what's the difference if I'm sinning in this contradiction? Trying to right my wrongs, but I go left and miss the whole picture. Hazy vision, cause I'm blazing, hanging in the trenches. Praying that I make it, yes, they're living in the same conditions. That's far-fetching, double-minded, having double standard. Double temptation in my face, my kryptonite is damaged. They say, if you knew better, you would do better. But I know I'm still living up and do whatever. My daddy's gone and my mama, she's my backbone. Like every time I fall off, I always go back home. Headed down the road of truth or death up in my rear view. It's time to make a change, the end of days is coming up soon. Raised to be a Christian, but was bred to be a goon. Was taught from the streets, but I never learned from school. Now it's time to pay my dues with my head held high. Cause in reality, we all just living to die. So I'm 10 toes down, trying to steer from my demise. Steadily claiming that I'm cool, but you can see it in my eyes. Hey, as time flies, I think I'm learning from my every move. To make it in this life, you gotta sacrifice and lose. That's the truth. If I'm lying, you can stop me now. I'm standing tall, so you can never ever break me down. God got me, you don't. You a lying, he won't. You a fake and he can't. And that's the friend that I want. You non-believers, I don't get it. You say he's a fraud. Yet every time you get in trouble, you say, oh my God. Would you die for everybody to have a clean slate? Or get beaten until we couldn't recognize your face? Now I don't think so. It's time to wake up and look around, because the devil's trying to take us. I know I'm not perfect, but tell me who is. You couldn't judge me if you wanted. Lead to judging to him. I know I'm going on the whim to get the ignorant to listen. God gave me your word, now it's time to do my mission. I don't get it. Is my pigment such a bad thing? Are we in our last days or a bad dream? This world is contribution so confusing and it's complex. We living just to die, so I'm wondering am I next? Yeah.
Sing it to him, baby.
You are listening to KBOO Portland. The time is now 7 o'clock and this is Keeping It Real.
Of the street with each step, walking closer to my final destination of death. When I'm laying to rest, I'm only saving my breath. The Northwest fills the lungs, heals the pain in my chest. Take 6 quarters out of the pocket and drop it in the box. Hop the 48 off to pay homage. It stops often. I jot my observations, watching citizens walking off at a Joe Metropolitan. Proletarians and wayward sons with old Filipino men speaking in their native tongue. And the day has just begun, greeted by the scent of a bum smelling something like beer, barf, and dung. A brother in Jabot's in the back, all alone, marinating in a pair of half-broken headphones, mumbling rhymes, same time begin to pen mine, appreciating God's design. design. Rewind sister, reminds me of a smile in the back of my memory. Wonder if I see her again, will she remember me? I'm not trying to holler, I swear. I'm just weary of the way we hop a ride and just sit there and stare. Prepare for my 9 o'clock work meeting. A couple pale folks slide right by with no greeting, but the people with my phenotype follow with a head nod up. Cause we acknowledge that the shit fucked up. North of Martin Luther King, a straight war zone, detours through the concrete, cranes and bulldozers. No, the hill is not over still. Every block got a coffee shop, it's overkill. Focus, know the deal. Dope to see Khalil back. The medicine is good again. The feeling of leaving and coming back to your hood again is priceless. I write this, our lives are in crisis. Most talk but don't walk the path of the righteous. Despite this, I measure each step, walking closer to my final destination of death. When I'm laying to rest, I'm only saving my breath. The Northwest fills the lungs, kills the pain in my chest. Clutch the moment, a transfer in my hand, still listening. Looking out the window to the gold and the green. And the sun might be shining, but it's colder than it seems. Cause the weather's dialectical, there's no in between. In walks an old soul, a First Nation native cat, chiseled like a totem pole. No words as he stands and looks over us. He gets off and says, have a good day, you foreigners. I crack a smile one time for the acknowledgement. North down, now we start to pick up more college kids. They try to study on the ride to make up for the fact that they probably kicked it hard last night. And I ponder if it's time to save up and get a car and pay for the gas that we're taking from the war. I'd miss all the colorful faces, the places and spaces I've embraced with the faith that I can rest in. Raise kids here, even with these cats set tripping, bringing 95 back again. Same old conditions from Reagan to Bush to Clinton to Bush the second. No matter the neighborhood in the city you're repping, it's getting serious, y'all. You can even hit a rebel car getting off, leaving hella pieces on the walls. Seen it all sitting sideways with my townmates. Only place left where majority just brown face. Now we headed downtown to trade the labor for cash. I thanked the navigator once and walked fast. I walked past the next round of cats to jump on it. Locked in deep thought. We ride around in silence across Resolve Bridge. I watch each step, walking closer to my final destination of death. When I'm laying to rest, I'm only saving my breath.
Yo, what's going on, Portland? We're back. What's up, Nick Deasy?
What's up, man? What's up?
Why don't you tell the people what we on again? Remind them real quick.
Just keeping it real.
Yeah, it's your host, Aron.
And Nick Deasy.
And we got to play some acknowledgements real quick. Shout out to Cable for giving us the opportunity. So we're going to play these acknowledgements and then we'll be right back.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Artwork Rebels Tattoos for Harvey Relief event, Sunday, October 8th at 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Artwork Rebels in Portland. The Artwork Rebels Tattoos for Harvey Relief will be donating 100% of the funds raised to the Texas Organic Farmers and Gardeners Association by having fresh flash designs available, priced from $100 to $200. Again, that's Artwork Rebels Tattoos for Harvey Relief event, Sunday, October 8th, at 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Artwork Rebels, 528 Southwest 3rd Avenue, Portland, Oregon. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Radiance of Resistance, Thursday, October 12th at 6 p.m. at McMenamin's Mission Theater in Portland. Radiance of Resistance is an award-winning documentary that tells the story of two youths who have become global ambassadors for Palestinian human rights. The film is an intimate look at their everyday lives and roles as part of a new generation of Palestinian civil rights leaders. Again, that's Radiance of Resistance, Thursday, October 12th at 6 p.m. at McMenamin's Mission Theater, 1624 Northwest Gleason Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
I don't think it has a lot of customers. Yo, what's going on, Portland? We back. So, Nick Deasy, man, what's going on with you? How you doing?
Man, I'm good. It feels like we ain't been on here in a long time.
That's right. Like, just you and I, though, right? We always have guests. But yeah. Today, we on a solo mission.
Yeah, we're on some solo moves tonight.
So, before we get started, I'd like to pay my condolences to all the victims of the shooting in Vegas. You know, I always say this whether it's on air or not, but I always say one life taken is too many. So I pray for peace. You know, it's tough times. You know, I cannot even begin to imagine the type of pain that those families are going through. Also, you know, I'd like to, at the same time, send, you know, my prayers to everybody that's been affected by the severe, you know, the severe weather that's been happening, the hurricanes, the earthquakes, you know, and to all of those lives that were lost because of that. I hope that their families find peace. And at the same time, I also would like to, you know, send positive vibes to all those that are hurting out there. You know, we stand with you. You're not alone. We keep you in our thoughts and prayers. But now let's get back into the show. Let's talk about Nick Deasy. I know you got yourself a new toy. Why don't you tell me a little bit about that, man? What was that process like?
It was cool. I just got a new car, and I got a blue Crown Vic. Uh-huh. So y'all know when y'all see me, you know what's up.
What is your infatuation with Crown Vics? I feel like you always want to drive Crown Vics. Everything you make a Crown Vic look like a Lamborghini. Like the way you the way you post about it, the way you talk about that car, man. It's like I'm starting to think you live in that car. That's how much you love it.
Man, I don't know. I couldn't live in there, but I'll get into the house. But I mean, honestly, bro, I grew up looking at them all the time. I grew up seeing them all the time. I remember the first time someone pulled up, I think I was probably 10 or 11, maybe 12. And they put up and put the spotlight on us, but it was someone that I knew. It was their older brother. Okay. And so ever since, I was like, whoa, I like that car. And, you know, we don't mess with 12 or nothing, but I like Crown Vics.
Okay.
The old police cars.
What, you always tell me you got how many horsepowers?
291. The Buick.
Wow, you know it up to like the actual, not like 91.
91.
You can't round that number up, like with somebody checking if you round that up.
Yeah. I know the Buick, I think the Buick was pushing 190 or 200. Mm. And so, I mean, it's got a lot more power. It sounds good. Finally got the speakers in there. Yeah, I'm rolling.
If you could change one thing about it, what would it be?
Man, I don't know. I mean, it's not as nice on the inside as the Buick is because, I mean, it wasn't made to be nice on the inside. If I could change one thing, I think I would probably put some 24s on there.
Okay.
All black on blue.
Man. Yeah, it's a nice car. Congratulations.
Man, thank you. I wanted one since a while, but then I ended up buying a Buick, and then I almost bought the same car back in March or April, and I didn't. But it turns out he still had it just when I was looking to get one, and
yeah,
had to get it.
So for those, you know, you got younger listeners always listening, and, you know, I'm sure a lot of them dream of buying a car someday. Why don't you tell us about the process? Like, what did you have to do?
Like, people always talk about buying a car, but you don't just buy a car and then drive. You got to go to the DMV and put it in your name. You got to have insurance. You got to have your license legally to drive it, you know. And so it's a bigger process than I ever thought about. I mean, you don't just buy it and that's all. You don't got to spend no more money. You got to get oil changes, tires, brakes, parts that go wrong, little motors that go wrong. Mm-hmm. It's a lot more complicated than just buying a car.
Right.
It's not as easy as I thought it was going to be. Like, even with the Buick, I had to go get tires, and with this car, I had to go get tires. But
okay,
it's once you get it right, it feels better to do it the right way.
That's right. Y'all hear that? The right way. Man, so Nick Deasy, today I'm going to make sure that the fans get to know you. You probably didn't know that, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you a series of questions, okay? You remember in class when I used to do our check-in questions every day?
Yeah. Now
when you walk in.
I took those from you, and me and Dell do those in class.
You guys do those now?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see that? Reach one, teach one. So if you could be a superhero, who would you be?
I don't know. I mean, Superman's cool and all because he's strong, he can fly, but a little rock could hurt him. Come on now.
You talk about the kryptonite?
Yeah, the little rock.
Yeah, the green rock.
The rock. Yeah.
You make it sound like any random rock. That's a rock that only exists in like a different planet.
Yeah. What's the dude's name? He's red and
Flash? The fast one?
No, Deadpool. He's Deadpool? The one that like cut off his arm and it grows back and stuff.
Yeah.
I'll be Deadpool because he's pretty cool. I mean, I didn't even know about him until like 2-3 months ago when I finally watched the movie. And he's pretty cool the way that everything works for him.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't think he really has powers other than he knows how to fight and his.
I mean, he's cool. Like, I think Deadpool's the funniest superhero out of all.
I think that's why I would want to be him is because he's funny.
Because I feel like you have the same sense of humor.
Yeah. As him. Yeah, low-key.
What superpower would you have if you could have a superpower for 24 hours and then it expires?
I don't know. Maybe like, I mean, this probably sounds wrong, but like being invisible because I can get anything that I want. But then you still, like, if you go and get a car, they're going to see you in the car. I mean, I would probably.
Out of all the superpowers, you want to be invisible?
Nah, I don't think I'd be invisible.
To get a car?
I think, I don't know, man. I might, like, the way that I think, I might be, like, the strongest man in the world so that I can go win some competitions and get a couple $1 million off that superpower.
Okay. Let's see. If you could speak a language that you don't know how to speak, what would it be?
Females.
Oh, Lord.
No, I'm messing. I had to do that because Marshalia and Mary earlier were talking about difference between men and women, and women can do this, men can, and stuff like that. So I hope they're listening.
How did you participate in that conversation?
I looked at them through the window and laughed. One language, it would probably be Spanish.
Spanish. You don't know how to speak Spanish yet?
No.
We're going to work on teaching you that. It's not like I know how to speak it either, but...
Right.
You know, we could learn it together.
All right, we can get on Duolingo or something.
If you could have an ability, not like a superpower, but like an ability, for example, to, like, I don't know if it's fixing the Rubik's Cube or solving the Rubik's Cube, or... Yeah. You know, like something like that. What ability would that be?
I don't know. I mean, it would probably be. Let me come back to that because that's
kind of tough questions, huh?
I don't know. I mean, I would probably problem solving. I could think my way out of any problem.
Okay. Name your favorite food, like off the top of your head right now, like a full plate, what will be in it?
Oh, full plate? Yeah. Okay, so I'm gonna go with Diamond's mac and cheese. I'm gonna show this to you just so you know. That mac and cheese, probably some Jack's.
If y'all can't see Nick right now, he's smiling.
Because I'm like, man, child. Like, I ain't ate that much. So I'm like, man, I don't know. Probably some greens.
Okay.
That would be wet right now.
Greens are bomb, man.
Yeah.
But it depends who cooks them. Like, they have to be cooked a certain way.
It has to be cooked perfect or else it's just not right.
Yeah, shout out to my friend Joshua's mom. She made the best greens I had the other day. It was so good. What else?
That's hard.
You tell me you're going to have mac and cheese, fried chicken, and greens, and that's it?
I mean, chicken, it could be any type of chicken. I mean, I'm not tripping. It just can't be from KFC because that's disgusting.
What?
Yeah, bro, KFC is not good. Like, my mom goes there, and I know you're listening. Mom, KFC is disgusting. It's not good. You know I don't go there.
What about Popeyes? You like Popeyes?
That's wet. Popeyes is good because it's the way, like, the texture and the seasoning is for they chicken strips.
Okay. What else?
For like a drink, I'll probably have like some Orange Crush because I don't know why, but that's super good to me.
Yeah, Crush is
good. Or some grape soda.
Even the red one. I like the red Crush too. What is that, strawberry?
Strawberry, yeah. Yeah, I like the grape, but I think the Orange Crush, like the original, is the best. Like, not orange, whatever. It has to be Crush. Like, Crush, if it don't say Crush, I'm not drinking it.
Yeah. I was thinking Fanta this whole time.
Yeah, Fanta's good, but Fanta's different from Crush.
Don't you want to?
Oh, nah, bro. Like, what would be good with that is like, what is that one water that we got?
Smart. The smart. Wait.
Not smart. Lifewater.
Lifewater.
That's fire.
That's like, good. They got some type of electrolytes. They be doing scientific stuff to that water.
Yeah. Hey, if you're listening and you think every water tastes the same,
go try Lifewater.
Lifewater. It's, if you want. If you want to do a water test.
I mean, regular water is good, you know.
Yeah, it is. But I mean, I think, like, my opinion. The way that life water is, and the way that, like, when it's cold and has a lot of ice in it, that's the best That's the best.
Okay. You know, Nick Deasy, I don't think the fans know today, but I kind of came up with a good playlist, I think.
Yeah, you did.
I picked a couple of songs.
Yeah.
You know, and it's from all different generations. It ain't just ours, you know. And I don't know, you got them queued up already, or?
Yeah, but let me ask you if you could design your plate. Like,
ooh,
like
man.
Four things on your plate in the center drink.
Four things? You gonna limit me to four things? All right.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna have, of course, you gotta have some sort of green. So I'm gonna have some salad with some balsamic vinegar. It is so good. And then you definitely gotta go with the, like either some potato salad or mac and cheese. It's gotta be one of those two. I'll probably go with some brisket. Like, you know, you know, like some fresh, juicy brisket, not the dry type. And if you want to add sauce, that's a bonus, you know? And then, y'all going to hate me for this, but I'll probably have like a T-bone steak, but it has to be made right. And I heard like aged, have you ever heard of the aged meat? Like the aged steak, like where they age the meat for like 200 days and then they cook it?
No, that sounds freezer burnt, bro.
No, like there's an actual way of doing it. It's like a delicacy. People pay money for that.
You're designing an expensive plate.
I'm saying, man, you ask me what I want. We didn't talk about the budget.
He said, I'm going to eat good.
If it's something budget, it's going to be top ramen with some salad and a piece of like chicken. The struggle is real, man.
Yeah, it is.
But, you know, I think that'd be a great plate to have, you know, some aged steak. I think it's a great delicacy.
Take you a nap after work, wake up, super hungry and thirsty. And you're like, oh man.
I'm getting hungry right now talking about all of that.
We should go to that. Ooh.
But yeah, man, what song we got queued up?
We got Love Yours by J. Cole.
All right, here we go.
Damn. I don't think we're allowed to sing.
Love yours.
Why don't we just really just like tell them like this episode for y'all?
Love yours. No such thing. No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours. Love yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing. No such thing. Heart beating fast, letting you know that he alive. Fake victims, mad snakes in the grass, letting we know that he arrived. Don't be sleeping on your level, cause it's beauty in the struggle.
Beauty goes for all y'all.
It's beauty in the struggle.
Beauty.
Yeah. It's beauty in the struggle, ugliness in the success. Hear my words and listen to my signal of distress. I grew up in the city and know sometimes we had less. Compared to some of my niggas down the block, man, we were blessed. And life can't be no fairy tale, no once upon a time. But I'd be right damned if a nigga don't be trying. So tell me, mama, please, why you be drinking all the time? Does all the pain he brought you still linger in your mind? Cause pain still lingers on mine. On the road to riches, listen, this is what you find. The good news is, you came a long way. The bad news is, you went the wrong way. Think being broke was better.
Life that's better than yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Think being broke was better.
Life that's better than yours. No such thing, no such thing.
For what's money without happiness? Or hard times without the people you love? Though I'm not sure what's about to happen next.
I ask for strength from the Lord up above, cause I've been strong so far, but I can feel my grip loosening. Quick, do something before you lose it for good. Get it back and use it for good, and touch the people how you did like before. I'm tired of living with demons cause they always inviting more. Think being broke was better. Now I don't mean that phrase with no disrespect to all my out there living in debt. Cash and minimal checks. Turn on the TV, see a nigga Rolex, and fantasize about a life with no stress. I mean this shit sincerely. And as in who was once in your shoes, living with nothing to lose. I hope one day you hear me. Always gonna be a bigger house somewhere, but you feel me. Long as the people in that motherfucker love you dearly. Always gonna be a whip that's better than the one you got. Always gonna be some clothes that's fresher than the ones you rock. Always gonna be a just better out there on the tours. But you ain't never gonna be happy till you love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
I love yours.
No such thing, no such thing.
Heart beating fast, letting know that he alive. Fake niggas, mad snakes, snakes in the grass, letting know that he arrived.
Yo, welcome back, Portland. So that was a song by J. Cole. It's called Love Yours. This is like one of my favorite songs, man. I mean, you hear it. Love yours. Love your life. You can't continue to, you know, it's crazy because I feel like in this day and age and with the easy access to the media, we tend to, you know, fantasize. We look at celebrities like Kanye and Kim and LeBron and, you know, you name them, and we want the fast cars, the fancy house, the fancy clothes, the jewelry. But man, like, there is a lesson in that. A lot of those celebrities can't even have their freedom. Like, they can't even go out and dine with their family in privacy because you know, they pay for all these expensive things because they're paying for privacy, and it's something that you get for free, you know. And so I feel like this song to me like signifies how important it is for people to not lose sight of who they are. You know, it's okay to compete for a better spot in life and to keep striving to get better, you know, but I feel like you have to always love your life, you know. I don't know, what do you think, Nick?
I don't know, man. I feel no matter what, you got to be happy with your situation that you're in.
Exactly.
Even if you got a bad situation, it's gonna work out eventually, even if it takes minutes to years, you know. Everything's gonna work out, and I've been looking to that a lot lately. Yeah, man, whatever situation you're in, it's always gonna get better.
That's what it is. I see a lot of people my age group, man, they're striving to, you know, it's like trying to show that they're doing well, or, and I know people who are doing really well and you wouldn't even know it by looking at them, you know. And so I think it's always important to stay living, live within your means. You know, you look at TV now and they got the new iPhone out. I literally just bought my phone, you know, like 2-3 months ago, and I'm already looking at the new one. And that tells you that kind of like the kind of society we live in. It's like people are racing to get just more newer things. And, you know, I think there's a big message that J. Cole is trying to portray when he said, love yours. Love your life. Stop trying to live other people's lives or live in your life through other people's standards. Like, set your own standards and goals and kind of go for that, you know? I don't know. I feel like and you could correct me, you know, but a lot of your peers, kids that I got to teach and stuff, I see how they talk about celebrities and I see how they look at celebrities, and it's like they're always thinking, man, I wish I had their life. I wish I had their money. I wish I had, you know, just the fancy stuff that they have. But at the end of the day, what J. Cole is saying is not about the house that you live in, it's the people that live in it with you, you know. And so it's not the fancy car, it's not the fancy clothes, it's the people. It's the people that love you, it's the support that you get, it's the system around you, you know. So that was just one of the songs that I wanted to play today. So Nick Dizzy, here comes another question. If you could change one thing in history, what would it be?
Slavery.
You didn't stop. Period. You would have like made sure it didn't exist.
None of it would have happened. I mean, African Americans would have still might like came here, but not in the same way. You know, we would have built the everything around that in the way. I mean, America was built on the way that you know, natives were taking their land, and so I would change that and make everything the right way, not the way that it was, because none of that flies, you know.
Right. What if you had the ability to change an event to like that happened within like this month, something that's, you know, any event, like what would you choose to
what happened in Las Vegas?
You take that back?
Yeah,
I would too. Let's see, what else am I gonna ask you? I'm trying to get
you.
Let me
ask you. If you could have any vehicle, whether that be a plane or a boat or a car, anything, what would it be and why?
Man, if I could have any vehicle, it would probably be, that's a tough one, because I already have a car and I already know the practicality in that. But okay, can I get it for somebody else, or does it have to be for me?
Do what car, if you could have any car, what car would you have? And then my question.
Okay, so if I could have anything right now, I'd get a brand new semi truck, like an 18-wheeler, mm-hmm. and I'd give it to my dad because he wants a new one. But if it was any vehicle, and can I use it? Like, do I have to abide by it?
Literally, if it's a Lamborghini with 30-inch rims, it's whatever you want.
I would probably get a boat, but it would be for emergency. Like, let's say there is a flood or whatever. Like, I want to be able to be in the streets, like, with the boat helping people. Like, yeah. You know, it's something that I always thought about. If there is, like, a flood or whatever, how am I going to be able to contribute? My Jeep ain't going to swim. I know that much.
Right.
I'd be underwater with it, so it's got to be a boat.
You better put some big tires on it.
My Jeep, it's got big tires already, you know that. You
better put on like some 30s.
Man, I don't want my car to flip every time I want to take a small turn.
I do.
You would.
I would love to come around a corner and see it rolling up on two wheels and then correct it.
I'm already tall. I don't need my car to be tall too. Let me ask you this. If you could do or participate in any extreme sport, it could be BMX, it could be paragliding, bungee jumping, whichever it is, fear is not an option. Like, once you sign up, you got to do it. What would it be?
Being safe at the house.
That's not an extreme sport. I'm sorry.
An extreme sport? Is it like 100% chance that I'm going to live and that I'm going to be okay?
It's
Or is there still a chance, like, that I'm a...
Debatable. If you pay attention while people are teaching you, you live.
But, I mean, you could pay attention and then...
Something could go wrong. I can't fall predict
out
the, that.
Like, catch out.
It's catch. Extreme sport for a reason. You're taking the risk.
Oh, that would be hard. I'll probably get on, like, one of them little sleds and go down, like, a mountain. Down the snow.
You'll go down the mountain on a sled?
Yeah.
You ask it to get hurt?
Not really. I mean, I don't want to snowboard because that's not me, and I'm not going to use skis because there's, like, big shoes. Yeah, I mean, I'm not for jumping out of planes, or I'm not even for planes at all, unless like Jimmy Graham's gonna fly me, you know.
Jimmy Graham?
Yeah, like, Jimmy Graham flies planes.
Can't like, he catch?
Right, he flies planes better than he plays football.
Hey,
he's cool. I mean,
oh, you're roasting your favorite team.
Man,
you're supposed to roast other teams, man.
Man, Seahawks is my team till the day I'm gone. But
what's up, man? What you think about this protest with the NFL?
I respect it because what they're protesting has given them the right to protest.
Right.
And I respect that they're protesting, but I feel no matter what, we should... People probably gonna get mad, but we should always stand for the national anthem. I mean, one of my best friends, who's like a brother to me, shout out to Shay. I actually got to talk to him today. Shout out to White Bread.
So my guy Shay.
We call him White. Well, my uncle calls him White Bread.
But, he's a good dude, man. Yeah, he's good to have him, man.
Yeah, he's in the military right now. I haven't got to see him for, what, like 2 months now, maybe. Well, three actually now. Tomorrow it'll be 3 months.
Man, how's he doing out there?
He's all right. He just bought some Nike combat boots. You know he's going to spend his money the minute that he gets a chance.
As soon as he gets the check, yeah.
Yeah, and my great-grandpa, who actually passed, he was in the Korean conflict, and I got prayer hands tattooed on my arm, and the cuffs, like the sleeves of the prayer hands, is an American flag for him.
So for somebody like you who has ties to military, right, to your grandpa, mm-hmm. and then, you know, Shay, do you think that when those athletes are taking a knee during the national anthem, do you think they're protesting, like people who have served, like your grandpa, and, you know, like the national anthem, and or are they like protesting the system that they're within?
I read somewhere that, and don't like quote me on this or try mm-hmm. to say I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure that I read somewhere that they're protesting what's going on in America, and that what we're standing for in the national anthem, that's not being practiced by everyone else, and so they're trying to bring attention to it. And I respect people's opinions and their actions, I mean, if they're good, but I respect what they're doing, but I will never do that. If I was out there, like, fields on the field next to them, I would be up there just like I feel I'm supposed to. It's something that I hold dear to me, so.
Right.
Like I said, I respect them, but it's not for me.
Right, and I think that, you know, when you talk about your grandpa and, you know, and your friend, and I have a couple of friends and cousins who also served. Shout out to them too.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Shout out to my cousin Josh. He's actually, he's been in the ROTC for a while, and right. now he's going. I think he's going to be in there for years upon years.
Okay, yeah. And my thing is, like, I think that, you know, when soldiers go out to wars, or, you know, to just join the military in any prospective country, they obviously believe in something greater than their lives, right? If they're willing to give up their lives for it. I don't think, you know, that, I think that when it comes to, like, your grandpa, even with my dad, when he fought in the war in Eritrea and Ethiopia, I don't think that when they went out there, they fought for people to be oppressed or, you know, to be mistreated. I think they fought for an ideal, you know, that for they wanted peace, they wanted prosperity for everybody, you know, they wanted people to be treated equally in respect and dignity. And I think that's what a lot of those athletes are asking for. They're not asking for much. They just want to be treated, you know, not just the athletes, but just, you know, in general, minorities with equality, you know, not just equality, but equity. Mm-hmm. Whether it's in the workplace, whether it's in a school, whether it's a university, you know, just to be treated the same way that other people are treated and to have that, you know, an equal playing field. But I totally see where you're coming from as well, and, you know, and I'm sure that, you know, I hope that people do things like that, they don't do it with the idea of disrespect towards anybody, especially like our fallen heroes, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get what you're saying, and like I said, bro, I respect it all. Mm-hmm. If people want to do that, or if they want to stand, that's what my people's going to fight for now, and what he fought for before. Yeah, man, that I don't I feel like if we talk about it and we talk about it, it's gonna dawn on us and keep going.
Right. Okay, well, let's switch lanes real quick.
Yeah.
Nick Dizzy, if you could be in any musician's video, whose video would you be in? They could be, before you go, they could be people from the past too. It could be somebody who passed on, like, it could be anybody. Who would you be?
I mean, Kevin Gates is my favorite rapper, but I don't think I'd be in his video. I think I'll be in, like, oh, I don't know, man. Maybe like Riff Raff or someone that's out there that's crazy.
Out of everybody, you want to be in Riff Raff's video?
Yeah, you ain't never seen Riff Raff? Riff Raff is crazy.
I know.
He's wild, bro. I would be in his or Waka Flocka.
Okay.
Because, okay. I mean, I want to be in someone's video where we're all going crazy and everything's just wild. I mean, I don't want to be in a video where people just riding around dirt bikes and singing.
Man, I think you're going to laugh at me if I tell you mine, but I told the class and the students were cracking up. Don't judge me. I want to be in the Thriller music video.
That looks dope. I'm not gonna lie, that would be fun.
I remember the first time my dad showed me the Thriller music video. None of us knew the end part when he turned around with his with the yellow eyes and does the laugh, the ha 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 part.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it scared the living life out of me. I was traumatized as a child when I seen it. But my dad was like, scramble, turn it off. Back then, you know, we ain't had no remote controls in Yemen. Pops had to like jump up and then run to the TV.
I bet you he was scared to go to the TV.
I was for the longest time. It was something else, man. But you know, that Thriller video was.
Hey, that would be a cool video.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a video that I want to be a part of. And then the other video, it'd be Tupac's Two of America's Most Wanted because they're dressed so classic. Or like a Frank Sinatra music video. That's what I'll be in.
Yeah, if we're choosing like certain music videos to be in.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen the music video for what is it, Real Hitta
by
Plies and Kodak?
Uh-huh.
With the old man in it?
Yes. You'd be the old man.
I'd be in there because what's his name? Like OG Magnum or something?
Uh-huh.
He has a Dodge Magnum on like 30-inch rims and
you're just in love with the cars. You stay low,
man,
in love with
yeah,
the
cars. Yeah, cars with big rims, man. Mm. Even if it's a small car, put some big rims on it.
Well, man, you know. Speaking of cars, watch how I make this connection right now. Speaking of cars, what do you play in cars when you're driving?
Oh, I mean, I actually got a little playlist that I could look at right now. I mean, I usually play, like I said, I play Kevin Gaze, I play Kodak. A song that I'm really liking that you guys can check out if you want is, let me check it, it's called... Up Late by Kodak Black.
Okay, so you like listening to music in cars, right?
Yeah.
Well, I got the right thing for our viewers or listeners to the viewers, like they watching TV.
Right.
Our listeners today. We got a song queued up, Marvin Gaye, Mercy, Mercy Me. That's one of my favorite songs right there, too, about Marvin Gaye. So we're going to play that for y'all today.
And we'll play that right now.
Mm-hmm.
All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Oh, mercy, mercy me, mercy. All things ain't what they used to be now. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. Our things ain't what they used to be. God's mother. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby our lives. Mercy, mercy, me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand? Thank you.
Welcome back, Portland. That was Marvin Gaye, Mercy, Mercy Me. One of my favorite songs, man. What you know about Marvin Gaye?
I think I heard my grandma and grandpa talk about him before, but you know me, I don't listen to a lot of old music. I don't like looking up music and then just listening to it. I like to hear music from people and then play it, or if it's a rapper that I know, like I'll go look up, you know, like Lil Herb new music or right. someone new music and then listen
still
to that.
Listen to that guy, what's his name, G Herbo? Y'all still listen to him?
Yeah,
I feel like DeShay was the only one who used to listen to him.
It's just because we always called him Herbo. I mean, and then we used to always listen to him. I actually met Hype at the Herbo concert.
Oh, that's how you met him?
Yeah.
Shout out to Hype.
Shout out the whole Ugly Gang. I don't.
Good dudes, man. Good dudes.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, he has a where he'll play a beat for over 5 minutes, and he calls it 4 minutes of hell. So mm-hmm. he plays it for 4 minutes actually, and he had 1, 2, 3, and then on number 4, he was like, "You already know what this is. This is the last one." And he just dropped another one, and he was like, "You already know what this is." And so he said he wasn't gonna do it, and then he said he wasn't gonna do another one, and then he did another.
He
one.
He just kept doing it.
Yeah, so
don't you like when artists do that when they give you more?
It's tight. Cool, but I mean the beat's different every time.
Mm-hmm. So they do the Five Finger of Death and what's his name's Sway. Where artists will come on and yeah, like he'll play them 5 different beats and they have to freestyle to it and the tempo changes, the rhythm changes, and they have to adjust as they rap, and it's pretty tight. Like that's how you mm-hmm. know who's skilled and who's not. You know?
Yeah. I remember watching the XXL freshmen from last year and this year, and
what'd you think about this year's? I don't really get to interact with it a lot this year.
I don't even think I really saw who was on this year, other than it was just, I'm gonna say it was trash. This year it was like X and them.
Yeah, I like Amine's part.
Amine, I like him. I mess with him. Mm-hmm. Cause isn't he from Portland?
He is. Guess where he's from too?
Where?
He's one of my peoples.
I swear.
Yep.
Oh, that's dope.
East African.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I seen it. Let's see who was on there. Maiden, TYO, Playboi Carti, Ugly God, and XXX. Okay. I don't like saying his last name because people always say it's wrong, but yeah. I listen to him say it. I actually don't really like him. I mean, I'm not going to say why just because I don't want to get into it, but uh-huh. he's, if you guys want to look it up, you can. I don't like the way he conducts himself or the way he, got down on his knee and said his freestyle. Did you hear that?
Nah, I didn't even know that.
Bro, if
so you, what happened?
If you listen to it, I mean, he's talking like some weird stuff. I mean, I want to get into it because I don't want to, you know, go too in depth. But I don't like the way he was with his freestyle. We'll listen to it, but other than that, I mean, I like Cap G. Cap G was on the cover. A lot of you have seen the movie Dope that I think came out last year.
Is that the, what's his name's kid? I'll be sure's kid?
Nah, you've seen Dope, right?
Yeah.
You remember the dude with the...
The rich kid.
No, he has the orange hair in the front, and he's like, "Are you about it?" And then
he
kind of has a little lisp.
Uh-huh.
And Malcolm punches him, uh-huh. and he's like, "Punch me," and then he was like, "Okay, Malcolm."
And
that's that Cap G. Oh, he's a rapper, bro. Have you ever heard a song, Girlfriend? It's like, I just took a pic with your girlfriend, and he's talking about...
Oh, yeah, I know that.
That's Cap G, bro.
Okay.
I didn't know that. Like, I saw... I knew who Cap G was because I listened to his music, and I saw him in a movie, and then I ended up watching a music video. I was like, I know him. And I was like, oh, he's in Dope.
Right.
And so, I mean, I like Amine because the song Caroline.
Yeah.
I try to find that song for weeks.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Yeah.
He's pretty nice. Yeah, Marvin Gaye, the song that we just played to y'all, was one of the only artists. So, you know, growing up in a Middle Eastern country, you don't really get exposed to too much, right? But I knew who the Beatles were. I knew who Bob Marley was. I knew who Michael Jackson was. And then Marvin Gaye was the other guy. Oh, and then there was a country musician named Don Williams, who just passed away like 3 or 4 weeks ago, RIP. One of the best country musicians. One of the only ones that I actually know, but... His music was timeless, and so I thought I'd, you know, play a little bit of my upbringing too. But yeah, the XXL class, I think the year where Logic was in it was really good. And I don't know, Kendrick was the same year, right, as Logic?
I don't know. I think I really paid attention last year and this mm-hmm. year. Like last year they had Kodak and 21 Savage. I feel
what do you think about them?
None of them could freestyle. Lil Uzi can't freestyle. None of them could freestyle. And like he was like, yeah, yeah. And that's all he kept saying was yeah. And it's like he had a purse.
Skirt.
He had a purse on. Like you didn't see that. He had the purse on. I mean, but I feel last year was the most successful. Like you got Lil Herb. You got Lil Uzi, 21 Savage, Kodak, Lil Dicky. You got Designer.
Lil Dicky can freestyle.
I like him. He's actually in a bathrobe in his picture.
Wow. In the group picture. He showed up in the bathrobe?
Yeah. I actually like him because Lil Dicky, he gave a tour of his house.
Oh, wow.
It was like an apartment, and he was like, yeah, it's not
just
much.
Just live simple.
Yeah. And
I like that.
I mean, him and all his friends share a house. Yeah.
He don't look like somebody who's out there splurging and doing all types of.
No.
He look like a simple dude who just likes to rap and does cool stuff. Like
he's like a free spirit. He does what he wants.
Yeah.
And I think I kind of like Lil Uzi because he's like that, and I mean his music's off, and a lot of people may not like it, but right. he'll be in the car listening to like rock music and like. Jamming out, and his homeboys are like, I saw videos, homeboys are just looking at him like, what are you playing? And he does what he wants.
I think there is something good about that. Like, I'm the type of person who listens to like J. Cole and Kendrick and those like old school, like Common's still going, Talib Kweli, Mos Def. And so like when I hear music from people like Kodak, it's really hard for me to relate, you know? But then like I see my students listening to them, and I see people talk about, you know, just it's crazy how people relate to things differently. And so like I started to kind of teach myself to stop judging, you know, like your choice of music versus mine, and to actually just listen to it and give it a chance, right? And I think that for somebody like Kodak, who I don't listen to outside of, you know, unless somebody plays his music or it's on the radio.
Yeah.
I still think it's cool the fact that he's doing his own thing and that, you know, kids could listen to his music or see how he is doing what he wants to do and making that cool, you know? I think it teaches kids individuality to where they're not following people around or doing other things because they think people think it's cool. I'd rather kids be unique and be weird and stick out than to blend in with everybody and not be themselves, you know? So I think I'll give him respect for that at least, even if I don't agree with his music. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And something about like the XXL freshmen, I feel really only 70 to 80% of them, even on the cover, like really do something.
Right.
I feel it's always those couple that you don't really hear about no more. Like I just pulled up the one from 2014 and it has Chance the Rapper and mm-hmm. Lil Bibby and Kevin Gates. A lot of like Ty.
That was
Dollar
a good
song.
Year. That was a good year.
Yeah, but you don't really hear about all these other people who are on here.
Who else was on that year?
Rich Homie Quan, Isaiah Rashad.
I hear of him. He's still.
Yeah, but
a lot
I mean,
of those guys have their own like solid base fans, but they're not out there, you know, like as big as Kevin Gates. I'm sure as soon as he's released, he'll be out again and.
I feel he went from being like a couple people listen to him now after Two Phones and really, really now like a lot of people.
There's a lot of following for him. I know a lot of people who like Kevin Gates.
A lot of people's messing with him like, what was it? By Any Means 2 just dropped.
Mm. And wait, he released one from the joint?
Yeah. By Any Means 2, it just came out like a week and a half. Maybe
I mean, he probably
ago.
Recorded those songs before, but they're just like his producers and stuff are probably just, he's just telling them in what order to put them together and.
Yeah, I think you can record from jail.
He can?
I mean, I think others have in the past. Because I know people were dropping, like Gucci, he dropped something from jail.
I mean, Pac has been dead for what, 20 plus years? He's still dropping the albums.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if music's your passion, you're going to drop
still,
it.
Yeah, I mean, these guys write songs every day. Like, they have whatever we hear on CD. There's probably like 30 versions of that song. And like of each song that they like have to go through and edit and do all of that.
Yeah.
And then they have probably like other hundreds of songs that they don't release. Logic, said that he has over 2,000 songs that he hasn't released.
Logic's a little...
That people probably would never hear about.
He's like the little dude to be wearing a space coat, huh?
Yep.
I like him because he was
he's such a good rapper.
He was like, I don't mess with nobody. I stay in the house with my... Yeah. What do you say? His girl and his little puppy and his friends?
But that was like the more extreme. Like, I seen that video. But yeah. No, he's actually like his outtake on life and his music and, you know, just even the way he... I don't know, like the way he puts his rhymes together, and he actually writes stories, scripts, and then writes music for it, you know?
Yeah.
He's really good. And he grew up in like the hood. Like if you hear his actual story, man, it's like that man been through a lot.
Yeah. You know? I actually like John. You ever listen to Jahnair Lucas?
No, I haven't.
I actually showed my aunt and uncle that song on our way home from Seattle.
Yeah.
I think I've showed you the song too before, but I like him because he tells a story, and when he drops his music, I mean, he gave a pair of J's to a homeless man.
Oh, that's nice.
And the only reason that he even brought it up is because he was like, you got to do great things when no one's watching. That's why I like the rappers that I like, is because of the way that they conduct themselves as human beings. But
much respect to those rappers.
We're
going to end today with, you know, one of my favorite people
Bob
of all
Marley.
Time. My guy Bob Marley. The song's called Stir It Up. I love this song. I love everything Bob Marley stood for. He's somebody who influenced me in my life. And so today, the show was just about me and Nick Dizzy. I hope that y'all got a little snippet about the type of people we are, just outside of being serious and working and all of that.
Yeah.
Shout out to my guy Nick Dizzy. You're making great moves in life, my man.
Shout out to
I'm happy to see you. I wish you the best in life. So man. Today we're going to end it on a positive note.
You already know. Real quick, I'm going to give a shout out to my mom that's listening, my uncle, my aunt.
Shout out, Ms. Dawn.
Yeah, shout out my grandma, grandpa. Anyone who's listening, grandma, grandpa, uncle, aunt, mom.
To our whole family out there.
To the whole fam. You know, Davidson on my arm because I love y'all.
So shout out to y'all that support me. For y'all. This is Keeping It Real. This is Aron.
And Nick Dizzy.
It's been a pleasure.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Radiance of Resistance, Thursday, October 12th at 6 p.m. at McMiniman's Mission Theater in Portland. Radiance of Resistance is an award-winning documentary that tells the story of two youths who have become global ambassadors for Palestinian human rights. The film is an intimate look at their everyday lives and roles as part of a new generation of Palestinian civil rights leaders. Again, that's Radiance of Resistance, Thursday, October 12th at 6 p.m. at McMiniman's Mission Theater, 1624 Northwest Gleason Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the third annual Purple Mile Walk on Saturday, October 7th at 10 a.m. in Portland. The third annual Purple Mile Walk is hosted by Self Enhancement Inc. as a way to kick off Domestic Violence Awareness Month by showing solidarity and celebrating survivors. Again, that's the third annual Purple Mile Walk on Saturday, October 7th at 10 a.m. at SEI Community and Family Programs. That's at 4803 Northeast 7th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at KB.